Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Asala with a word in edgewise. Today is the 13th of April, the 103rd day of 2026, with a synchronous 262 days ahead of us on our journey to 2027. We are now in the middle of April and therefore in the middle of Poetry Month, a time for celebrating the myriad ways we might move from semantics into syntax. From the sense of individual words into the rhythms those words create as they travel into lines. The Roman lyric poet Horace tells us, ut pictura poesis, which in English is, the making of a poem is like that of a painting. Living in the first century BC, when Rome was transforming itself from a republic to an empire, Horace also became famous for his satirical works. Today, we easily see the parallels between Rome in transition 2,000 years ago and our own contemporary changes in American politics. A millennium and a half after Horace, 17th century English poet laureate John Dryden found much fodder in classical literature. Finding Horace a well-mannered court slave, Dryden would frequently try a different tack, such as this excerpt from his play Troilus and Cressida. Can life be a blessing or worth the possessing? Can life be a blessing if love were away? Ah, no, though our love all night keep us waking, and though he torment us with cares all the day, yet he sweetens our pains in the taking. There's an hour at the last, there's an hour to repay. An hour to repay may well describe the standard 21st century human approach to life, though we have suspected for most of the modern era that we cannot catch up with the past. We certainly do not seem to be able to catch up with the sorts of simplicity we once took so for granted. Locally, then, we have some respite ahead of us this coming Thursday, April 16th, at the Bangor Public Library with the 24th annual Poets Speak, hosted by poet Kathleen Ellis from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Since its inception decades ago, Poets Speak has had a variety of voices that have brought listening pleasure to grateful audiences year after year. Meanwhile, Kate Colby is contemplating our collective existence in A Room of Its Own. Sun butts into the Great American Breakfast Area, malted vanilla waffle, maker actual bananas. Every morning I sell off the world for parts. By bedtime, find a dented fender on my threshold, the blood on my doorposts only there to spare itself. I need a clean room, glinting forceps to remove. Is that flag still up there ruining the moon? A big idea is just waiting for me to occur to. I keep it in the safe behind this frame, whose impetus is all it depicts. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Catherine de Medici, Guy Fawkes, Thomas Jefferson, Josephine Butler, Frank Winfield Woolworth, Butch Cassidy, Olga Rudge, Jacques Lacan, Del Porter, Samuel Beckett, Slick Jones, Eudora Welty, Don Adams, Paul Sorvino, Seamus Heaney, Harvey Pratt, Billy Kidd, Jack Cassidy, Lowell George, Al Green, Debbie Austin, Ron Perlman, Trixie Shuba, Max Weinberg, Amy Goodman, Garry Kasparov, and Caroline Rea. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1668, John Dryden was appointed the first English poet laureate by King Charles II. Today in 1742 in Dublin, George Frideric Handel's Messiah was performed for the first time. Today in 1860, the first Pony Express rider reached Sacramento, California. Today in 1870, the Metropolitan Museum of Art was founded in New York City. Today in 1964, for its 1963 performance in Lilies of the Field, Sidney Poitier became the first African American to win the Academy Award for Best Actor. Heavenward tomorrow morning early, watch for our thin, waning crescent moon to hang low near the eastern horizon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Asala with a word in edgewise, welcoming this fourth week of spring, the 16th week of 2026, and the second full week of April. Keep the faith.